You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headline: 3 Murungushi students die in Kawi road crash. Over 400 ex-premium oil workers demand 30 years permanent benefits. And on global news, that the 2 U.S. service members reported missing in Morocco. Three students of Murungushi University have died in a road traffic accident in Kawi District, Central Province, while three others sustained serious injuries. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi confirms that the accident occurred in the early hours of today between 03:30 and 04:00 hours at a bridge near Murungushi University along the Great North Road. Mr. Chilabi says the accident involved a Mercedes-Benz C200, which was being driven by Mabuka Chanda and had a total of 6 occupants, all students of the institution. Preliminary investigations indicate that the vehicle was traveling from south to north when the driver is believed to have lost control after reportedly overspeeding, causing the car to veer off the road and overturn several times. The deceased have been identified as Mabuka Chanda, Felix Luther, and Mwangula Kabwe, while the injured passengers have been admitted to Kabwe Central Hospital. Police say the bodies are in the mortuary awaiting post-mortem examinations as investigations continue.
The accident involved a Mercedes-Benz C200 motor vehicle, registration number BBC6881, which was being driven by Mukuka Chanda. The vehicle had a total of 6 occupants, including the driver, all identified as students of Murungushi University. Preliminary investigations indicate that the vehicle was traveling from south to north when the driver is believed to have lost control of the vehicle due to excessive speed. The vehicle subsequently veered off the road and overturned several times. All the three were pronounced dead at the scene due to injuries sustained in the crash. The surviving passengers, Willard Tiri, age 24, Ashford Soko, 24, and Chongo Mtembula, age 24, sustained serious injuries and were rushed to Kabwe Central Hospital.
Over 400 former workers of premium oil industries are urging government to pay their terminal benefits after waiting for close to 30 years following the company's liquidation in 1997. Former employee steering committee chairman Augustine Simbari says the workers have continued to suffer since the company was placed under receivership, with many having died before receiving their dues. Mr. Simbari says the committee has engaged the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry in efforts to push for a final resolution, but no conclusive response has yet been given. He says the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry has already sent up a team to establish why the former employees have remained unpaid for so long. However, the group is still waiting for the findings. The former workers are now appealing directly to President Hage Geingob to intervene and help end their long wait for compensation.
In line with this government's stated policy and commitment to its citizens, we now appeal directly to the Republican President Hage Geingob to intervene so that these long suffering of former employees are finally ended by paying us our terminal benefits. We are not asking for charity. We are simply asking the government to pay us for what we legitimately work for.
Media and Information Minister Cornelius Motwa says government is considering the introduction of a minimum wage for the media industry to ensure integrity and professionalism is guaranteed. Speaking during this year's commemoration of the World Press Freedom Day in Lusaka, under the theme Shaping a Future at Peace, Promoting Press Freedom for Human Rights, Development and Security, Mr. Mwetwa expressed concern that the remuneration of journalists in the country remains a source of worry, requiring government intervention. He, however, urged journalists to remain a critical watchdog about holding political players accountable as the country prepares for this year's polls.
I have also, and I must acknowledge some sentiments coming from the disadvantages of our audience that we are talking about salaries. This is something maybe that needs governmental intervention. This is because the media is largely private driven, but then there are ways in which a certain minimum wage for journalists can be attained neutrally to ensure that you have a certain integrity and dignity. I think it is possible. We shall look at this. As we commemorate this day, I wish to reaffirm government's continued commitment to creating a conducive environment for the growth of Australian and independent media.
At the same event, Media Institute for Southern Africa, Musa Zambia Chapter Chairperson Loren Mwanza aims the media to remain relevant by curtailing misinformation and disinformation despite facing challenges such as economic pressure.
In the rapidly evolving information ecosystem characterized by digital platforms, misinformation and increasing depopularization, the role of the professional journalism has never been more critical. In Zambia, we have made notable strides in advancing media freedom. However, challenges remain, and these include instances of harassment and intimidation of journalists, the growing threat of misinformation and disinformation, economic pressures affecting the sustainability and independence of the media houses. As we approach key national processes, the need for a free, ethical and responsible media becomes even more urgent.
And local organizing committee chairperson Arthur Scopo called on government to ensure a budgetary allocation for the World Press Freedom Day and help address pressing issues such as harassment of journalists. And the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has announced plans to hold media awards this quarter to champion professionalism and excellence in reporting on tobacco issues. TBZ Executive Director Robert Marley has commended journalists across the country for their unwavering support and coverage of the tobacco industry, describing the media as critical to national development. Speaking to mark the day observed under the theme Shaping a Future of Peace, Mr. Mwale said that the media play a pivotal role in ensuring accurate information reaches the public. He notes that tobacco is a strategic crop to Zambia's economy, and the media has played a fundamental role in highlighting its importance. Mr. Mwale adds that TBZ has continued working closely with government. This is contained in a statement issued by Lee Hamundi, TBZ Corporate Affairs and Communications Manager. The Vakatinyamatapamahi royal dynasty has endorsed President Hailemariam candidate, citing that it describes as his commitment to extending development to remote parts of Zambia. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Senior Chief Nduli of the Luvalo speaking people in Zambezi district said the president has demonstrated a strong focus on infrastructure development, which he said the district has long needed. The endorsement comes shortly after government announced plans to construct a bridge across the Zambezi River, a move the traditional leadership says will improve connectivity and boost economic activity in the area. Senior Chief Ndungu has also welcomed government's decision to create new constituencies based on population distribution, saying the new central constituency will help address development gaps in previously neglected parts of the district. He said that announced that the following theater, Lukumbi Nyamuza Tradition Ceremony, will now run from 28 July to 5 August 2026, ahead of the general election, and confirmed that King Mwachiyonza from the Democratic Republic of Congo is expected to attend.
The Rakachinama therefore have endorsed HAT as the sole candidate and was instantly the president was thanking each individual for what was done. It was not easy for us to be given good opportunity. When we apportion constituencies according to population and making such a decision, we will bring money to this district. The only candidate who shall make it for this nation is